Melania Israel on Democrat abortion bill. They can't even agree on what a woman is. By Robert Krajicek on March 14, 2022. Melania Israel, a policy analyst in the DeVos Center for Religion and Civil Society at the Heritage Foundation, said on Sunday that Democrats can't even agree on what a woman is in the context of abortion legislation dubbed the Women's Health Protection Act. The Democrat Party broadly subscribes to an ideological rejection of human sexual dimorphism, instead framing sex as an arbitrary social construct as opposed to a biological feature of humanity. Such ideological adherence frequently and falsely frames sex as fluid and existing on a spectrum as opposed to being fixed and dichotomous. Israel noted that Democrats' subscription to the premise of gender identities compels them to characterize men claiming to be women as women within legislation. This bill has been around for a number of years, and every year they tweak it a little bit, and it's only been in recent years that they've actually started removing those references to women. So that, of course, they can start incorporating other types of gender identities, she said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. The Women's Health Protection Act may need its name changed, given Democrats' inability to define woman, Israel stated. Eventually, I guess they're going to have to change the name of the entire bill. They call it the Women's Health Protection Act, but if they can't even agree on what a woman is, I suppose that's something they'll have to fix eventually, too, she said. Polak read some of the tentative legislation's language, including the term people with the capacity for pregnancy. Access to abortion services is critical to the health of every person capable of becoming pregnant. This act is intended to protect all people with the capacity for pregnancy. Cisgender women, transgender men, non-binary individuals, those who identify with a different gender, and others, who are unjustly harmed by restrictions on abortion services. Assorted Democrats and leftists have used terms such as birthing people as part of the refusal to acknowledge pregnancy as the domain of womanhood. Israel remarked on the Democrat and left-wing push of sexual content onto children marketed as educational curriculum while discussing Florida's parental rights in education bill. Children are being targeted with sexual content, not just in social media, but also in school curriculums. And parents in Florida and across the country are fighting back against that, she noted. She added, "We know that early exposure to sexual content can harm young children. This bill, what it's simply doing, is requiring schools to be transparent, to get permission from parents for any kind of health services that kids receive, and prohibiting teachers from pushing classroom discussion about sexual orientation and gender identity as part of that instruction." Israel highlighted how many parents' awareness of ostensibly educational materials pushed onto their children was raised by remote learning due to school closures across recent years advertised by authorities as public health measures to reduce coronavirus transmission. On the left, there's been a lot of evaluation of what's been happening in recent months, not just on the issue of sexual orientation and gender identity curriculum in schools, but also with things like critical race theory, school closures and mask mandates, and all of these different issues that have really lit a fire under a lot of people, she said. She concluded, "Parents are attending these school board meetings. They're getting involved. They're demanding transparency from institutions who simply aren't used to people demanding that of them. We saw what happened with the Virginia governor's race, and the impact that some of these issues had on that, and I think there's this sense of awareness, on the left, of, oh, wait a minute. This is not good optics for us." Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.